Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest. And it's not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing the independent rapper numbers. Who else orders CDs thousands at a time? What about the cat just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all are listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and air time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to pay.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. This is the Media Mix Live Pure Team Marketing Madness here on Master Griot Radio. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. We are here just talking about marketing, and our question is always, what makes a marketing mix great? Today, the answer is strategic partnering. Engage Charles Chatman, our special guest, and he is the president of the LA Black Book Expo, and he's going to share with us the value of the LA Black Book Expo partnership with the BBS Value Tour. They are a sponsor partner, and the LA Black Book Expo just happened two Saturdays ago on June 14th in Los Angeles on the campus of the USC's campus. So we're going to meet Charles Chatman. We're going to find out about the LA Black Book Expo, the wonderful authors that participated, and the value of partnering with the Black Business Space Value Tour. What value was this strategic partnership, and how did it help LA Black Book Expo get closer to some of its goals? So let's say welcome to Charles. How are you, Charles?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Jacqueline?
I'm doing wonderful. Well, we welcome you here to the Media Mix Live. Now, it's Purity Marketing Madness. So we always start with the proverbial question, who is Charles Chatman?
Well, Charles Chatman is an author and poet from Los Angeles, California. I was chosen by the previous executive director of the Los Angeles Black Book Expo, Dr. Itabari M. Zulu. Around September 2006, he asked me via email if I wanted to take over the Los Angeles Black Book Expo, and I was there previously as an exhibitor myself. So enjoying the venue as much as I possibly could, I decided to take it over, and ever since then I've been the president / executive director of the LA Black Book Expo.
Okay, that's great. So you said you're an author. So what type of books do you write?
I have two poetry books at the moment. Yeah, they're called The Depths of My Soul and The Voices of South Central. And I'm currently working on the third poetry book and my first creative anthology of short stories and novellas.
Okay, all right. Well, that's great. So what was it about the L.A. Black Book Expo that you enjoyed so much that you was willing to take over the leadership?
Enjoyed because we don't have too many book venues in Los Angeles at the time I took over. We only had the Black Writers on Tour, which was in the spring, and the Black Writers Festival, which was in October. So we never had anything in the summer or close to it. So that was the reason why I wanted to just take over the LA Black Book Expo. And I really want to support all the new and up-and-coming authors who were emerging at that time. And it was something that we needed in LA, so I decided just to take it over and run it. And it's been good ever since.
Okay. Well, you know, we'd like to create a visual for our audience of what the L.A. Black Book Expo is. So, you know, explain to us the L.A. Black Book Expo, and especially, you know, bring out the nuances, the things that are special about the L.A. Black Book Expo that may not be everywhere, or even the, you know, connections and relationships and services that you provide the authors.
Well, the Los Angeles Black Book Expo, when you're, let's say you're a new author, and this is your very first venue. What you can expect when you go in is that you're networking with so many of your fellow authors from all around the country. I'm very glad that the LA Black Book Expo has captured national attention. All the authors from around the United States, and you have panel discussions in which we talk about different genres or different issues relating with your genre, different topics, and also, we have a children's area, which you can have children's readings, and we also installed a children's workshop this year, and we try to have a young authors forum for young authors who share their works and their dreams and the experience with people of the same age. And we also have spoken word. We have a very good spoken word program, which we have local poets and spoken word artists, even those around the country, again, share their words with us. And right now we're in the process of doing some more things, like hosting book signings, trying to get more authors involved for next year. In fact, we had a couple of authors who didn't attend this year very interested in our fifth annual L.A. Black Book Expo for 2009, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, that's really great. So, just to paint a visual picture for our audience, the expo takes place on USC campus, and so you come into the campus, and when you first walk in, you walk into a gate area that's, you know, in front of a building, and there they have vendors and all, people put their tables and their book people outside. Then you walk inside the building, and there are vendors inside. They host panels inside. And the children area is in another room inside. There's a kitchen and food and the bathrooms and all. So that's all on the inside. But then these doors, like you come in one door, but you can just walk straight across. And you go out the other door, which is the back, which is a beautiful garden court. Now there you have your beautiful manicured gardens and bushes and flowers, and there are book vendors out there. And then in the round circular courtyard, they host the poetry cafe. So throughout the day, you know, there are poets, they had a youth slam, and people are performing and spitting and all throughout the day. And there are chairs and all over there. So there's consistently different things for the audience to do, and it's visually intriguing, and it manifests, you know, where they are, their location. They're in California, so it manifests the outdoors, and it's not just an indoor event. So which brings
right.
a more, you know, organic, open feel, and a more opportunity for people. Chances are they want to linger around a little more because they can go inside or outside. So you can keep your audience even longer. And so I just wanted everybody to visualize what the tour was.
Yeah, and
so,
you know, sorry.
I'm sorry, not the tour, but what the expo actually, like, looked like, so people can actually take that journey with you. So what were you saying, Charles?
I was saying exactly that the Amundsen Senior Center, which is part of the USC Exhibition Park area, that's a very intimate place, and you described it so well because it is small, but it's a very intimate place. And, you know, they have the ballroom, which is indoors, and we do the panel discussions there, and we have the children's area and the senior lounge and the courtyard that you described, and you hit it right on the head. It was the intimate place. So, you know, for a new author or even established authors coming in, it's a very good place. And we're trying to get, for next year, the amphitheater, which is right next to it, which is a very open area, and our spoken word artists will have no trouble expressing themselves there. We want to expand it to that area, and we want to use all that facility. So when you go to that amphitheater, you have a very open area, very spacious, and lots of room to stretch your legs out and get your words out, and very room to, I'd say, to hold about 100 people or 200 people, depending on how many people we get. And it gets a very wide, open area, and you can do to really enjoy yourself there.
All right. So now, what were let's talk about some of the highlights. Who were some of your celebrity authors?
We have Bernadette Stannis. You may know her from Thelma's Good Times. She was there, and she also participated in the panel discussion. She was one of our celebrities. We also have Bruce George, who I think you know very well.
Mm-hmm.
He is the author of The Bandana Republic, along with T. Rogers, who was very known in Los Angeles as a youth counselor, former gang member, who was trying to turn around for our young people. We had Dr. William D. Wright, who was the author of Crisis of the Black Intellectual. They also participated in our panel discussions. We also have Frederick Williams, who was our panelist, Letitia Lovely, also a well-known author. She was a panelist. Nikisha Crawford, if you went to Book Expo America, you saw her, and she participated. In fact, she moderated our romance forum. So it was we had a good turnout of people. And all I can say is that every year, again, we grow. We're growing, and we're getting better, and we're just attracting a lot of more people to our event. And those are the people that stood out this year.
Okay. Well, so what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to do a commercial and listen to a spoken word piece, and then we're going to come back and talk about the marketing aspect and how you came about a relationship with the BBS Value Tour and what value, you know, that was for LABBX and how you plan to leverage that relationship for next year. So, here we go.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Hi. I do apologize, Charles, and to the audience. I got disconnected from the call, and I do apologize. I'm not sure what happened, but I just lost lost all the calls. So we're back here, and we heard from Donna McKeithen with Exodus International. So we ask you please support our advertisers. And I wanted to play a piece by an author. This is Solomon Jones. He's here from Philadelphia, but he is the author of many different books. Do you know Solomon Jones?
I heard of him before.
Yeah. He has many different books, and he's done Verizon commercials with Verizon, and he also has a spoken word CD. So this is from his spoken word CD, and the piece is Why Can't Johnny Read?
Why can't Johnny read? He ain't stupid. It's cause of the schools, I guess. It's cause of the rules they stress. It's cause of the fools who just content to watch little Johnny fail. It's cause of the music telling Johnny, go ahead, chase them tail. It's cause of the system counting on little Johnny going to jail.
Number five.
But Johnny 10 and he done seen Fahim shot in the head. He 10 and he done heard about that girl locked under stairs. Just 10 years old and he know about that boy they left for dead. Johnny's just a child, he might be scared.
Oh man, go ahead,
cause he know school is safe. They shot that boy for $50. He know school is safe. Handcuffed that girl because she hollered. He know school is safe. Although that one boy raped the other. He know school is safe. Although they killing one another. But it's going to get much better with them cameras that inspect you. It's going to get much better with them new metal detectors. It's going to get much better with security, I bet you. Then again, security can't teach what you expect. Because see that girl, Tamika? Well, her mom, she got her back. Now the teacher can't do nothing with her because of that. Mama wonder why Tamika can't even subtract. Teacher call the house and mama blaming her for that. I just wonder how she can expect the school to reach her. Supposed to be the parent, but she cussing out the teacher. Going to the class to tell a lady not to speak another mumbling word about Tamika. Then some teachers never try to make the child learn nothing. They just pass them out. Let the kids spend half the time outside or in the bathroom. Know the parents ain't going to never show up there to ask them. Why little Johnny never learned to read inside the classroom?
Why can't Johnny read?
Because they preparing him for prison. What about Tamika? Well, she just don't want to listen. What about the schools? They overburdened by the mission.
Because
how they supposed to teach when parents miss?
Okay, that was Solomon Jones, and Why Can't Johnny Read? So since I am speaking with you, Charles, maybe we'll look at getting Solomon Jones for next year.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, so I'll, connect you too, give you information, and you can follow up with that. Yeah, he's written about a good 4 or 5 series of urban fiction books.
Okay.
And, be good to host a panel about like parlaying your career, parlaying yourself as an author into other opportunities.
Right.
So, because Solomon has done a great job. Not only does he have a spoken word CD, but because he has a nice voice and look, like I said, he's done commercials for Verizon, and he does voiceover work, and with the play Real Men. It's a Real Men play, but by Fleetwood, Samuel Brown, and but he does voice. He's done voiceover works with that, and that's a touring production, as well as for some senators, some people campaigning. I've seen him do voiceover work in videos and different things, and writing for other people. And I know one of your authors and poets that was there, he talked about the different ways he uses his skills. He writes for American greeting cards. So I think that'd be a real interesting panel about, you know, parlaying your writing into other opportunities.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to work on next year. More panels that are going to relate to how to market yourself as an author. We had a media panel that authors can market themselves in their books. So that's something we're looking at next year, and we'll talk more.
All right. So I just like to ask you, how did you even find out about the Black Business Space Value Tour?
I found out about, I think I found it from Edwina. I think you know her very well.
Yes.
she approached me with the, because I've been on several websites promoting the expo, and I believe Edwina contacted me first, so which led me led to you contacting me about the expo and getting several people on. So it all helped. I think that online networking, going to several sites, especially with Edwina, that definitely was a big reason why we were so successful this year.
Okay, so, what specific value did it bring to you? Did it bring you any new audiences, any new, connections, new authors? I mean, what value? Being part of the tour, most people also join Black Business Space. I mean, did you make, just a new additional connections? Did it increase your audience? That's the first thing. Did you increase your awareness to other audiences?
It did. It increased the awareness of the audience that we had at the expo. In the past, even before I took over, one of our major problems with the LA Black Book Expo is that we didn't market ourselves well. We really had no flyers or anyone knowing. It was all through word of mouth and, placing it on several sites with nothing physical. So with yourself and Edwina, with her street team, she was able to go out and have her people tell about the expo, including our committee. And our committee also did the same thing, too, in which we assisted. We went out all around the city and passed out flyers and made known about the expo. We tried to get the word out about it that actually helped. But while EBS helped was contacting people, different businesses, and we had a couple of different businesses that became exhibitors. So it really was more footwork this year from the partnership between the Value Tour and the LA Black Book Expo that really helped bring out a crowd, more awareness, and more businesses excited about next year's event.
Okay. And as far as your online outreach, did that extend your online outreach?
It did. Well, with the help of the Value Tour, we were able to let people know ahead of time, really 1 month in advance, when the LA Black Book Expo would occur, so that also they passed it to different organizations, different people, different media outlets. Yeah, it really helped us, again, as far as awareness, because many people didn't know that we had an LA Black Book Expo, and that was one of my goals from taking over. And when the BBS Value Tour contacted me, it really helped us out, and I think I was really so happy about that because, again, it helped us with really knowing people who we are and where we're located and more awareness, again, of about our organization we're all about, and helps in the future, too. We're setting the groundwork for the future.
Okay. And in relationships, did you develop new relationships, even like online? Because I know one thing I really liked about working with you, Charles, is that you use the opportunity. You didn't just say, okay, we'll be a stop on a tour, I'll come to the site and just sit there. I mean, you'd come, you post every time there was a new press release, it was posted. So you use that vehicle and what it allowed others to do. We could pick up what you had, and we would copy it, and then we could pass it on and make it viral. But until you posted the information, we wouldn't know. I was able to go draw things by going, and, like, I created a group, you know, for the LA Black Book Expo because I could go and get the information and just, you know, repost it. And I did like the way that you, you know, would come online and use the tools that you had. And did you develop relationships at the BBS Value Tour online and at Black Business Space? Did you connect with people there?
Yes, we did. We connected with several people from Black Business Space and all the Ning.com websites, like the Black Author Showcase and many other sites. We connect, not only do we establish connections and make firm partnerships for the future, we also made new friends, too, and that's very important. People that were very interested in our event. And not only that, but, again, gaining awareness for next year and in the future. That's the one thing we want to do. And as far as the press releases and other valuable materials or dates that I sent, it all comes from my background from being a freelance writer. I'm also done some freelance writing for a newspaper. So,
okay.
Yeah, knowing all right. that it's all about this. It's all about getting information out available. And I will say for the our sponsor, the LA Watch Times, I worked with them in the past, and they have been so supportive of everything I've done, whether it was book signings or this LA Black Book Expo. They were supportive. So we had them as a media outlet and other radio and a couple of radio stations, so it really helped. And again, it's all about getting the word out as much as you can and as fast as you can.
Okay. Now, everyone, did you hear that? Charles is a freelance writer, so he does press releases. He knows what the media wants. That is so crucial when you're dealing with a publicist and you're looking to get the word out. Somebody who has relationships with the media and knows the format in which they want the information and the angles. A lot of times we just want to say, oh, I'm having an event. But if you want that to get in a newspaper under an article, there, you know, you have to totally take a whole other focus, because if you just want to advertise, they'll tell you, here, buy an ad. That's what they're going to tell you. So you need to know how to create a human interest to whatever you know you want to get press on. So that's why it's valuable to work with somebody who has an existing relationship with the press and knows how to write your material in the proper manner. So, Charles, how can people reach out to you?
Well, they can reach out to us by going to our website, which is www.labbx.com, or they can email me if they're interested in wanting to participate for next year, labbex@gmail.com. And we're always looking for sponsors. We're also looking for people in marketing backgrounds. Anyone who can help us make the 5th annual Black Book Expo better, we really want it to be the biggest and best for next year. And with the help of Mr. Tony Rose and Mr. Max Rodriguez of the African American Pavilion and the Harlem Book Fair, respectively, I think that we're going to reach that goal for next year.
Okay. So, again, if you want to participate as an author, as a sponsor, if you want to help out on the committee, you just visit www.labbx.com. That's L-A-B-B as in Black Book X.com. And you can email Charles at Charles. Can you give that to us again?
L-A-B as in Black, B as in Book, E Expo. And the X, also the Expo, labbex@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's labbex@gmail.com. And you can reach out to Charles if you want to use his services as a freelance writer, if you want to participate with the LA Black Book Expo. So this is the value that it has. You can even contact them for writing services and referrals. I'm pretty, they know a lot of authors, and so just connect with the LA Black Book Expo. Now, the other one other way we did support Charles, and it, which aligns with what the Valley Tour is about. We do have our own featured authors. So we all embrace bringing Bruce George, who's a featured author on with the Black Book, with the BBS Value Tour. Bruce is a featured author for the new release that he co-authored, The Bandana Republic, a literary anthology by gang members and their affiliates, and it's co-edited by Luis Reyes Rivera. So, and then Charles was so gracious because he put Bruce on a panel, made him a feature author at the expo. You know, he supported us in that manner. And then Bruce and said, well, can this person be a pants? Can this person? And Charles was so gracious, he allowed everyone. But what happened, we also wound up with Layla Steinberg, who is she's a writer and a professor, but she also discovered Tupac because Tupac took one of her classes. And that's when she discovered him and his skills and his ability, and they took it to the streets. He brought T. Rogers. He said, well, can T. Rogers come in? And T. Rogers is from that area. And Charles, you just were so gracious and said yes. But it wound up being an excellent panel on culture. And it was a really great panel. And everyone really enjoyed it. And it was interactive. And it's so I enjoyed the panel so much, I'm actually taking that panel on tour.
Good.
Yeah, good. I'm going to actually book that panel because it's a great diversity panel, and right now sending out a proposal. I'll get off here to get them. I'm working to see if we can bring them here in Philadelphia as part of the House of Umoja's Think Green Peace campaign. They're having a kickoff with a Collard Greens Festival on July 25th through the 27th. So I'm working to bring them as part of that. So now what we're looking to do, so after this show, within 1 week, by next week, you can just check out www.bbsvaluetour.com. There you will also see the LA Black Book Expo. They have a group over at the Value Tour site. And you can click in there. You can sign up for their mailing list. And this way Charles can get to, you know you and keep you informed of what's going on. And what we're going to do to support the last expo, we're going to take all the authors who participated, and we're going to take the book image and a small image of the author and a link. So you will have the opportunity to buy. Because the value is support the author. It's a wide range of authors, a wide range of topics, but we want you to support the author. So just come on over to www.bbsvaluetour.com and go to the LA Black Book Expo, the LABBX group. Go in there, sign the mailing list, and we're going to keep you informed. And this way you can still purvey all the authors, the different books, and support it simply by purchasing one book. We ask you to make one commitment and purchase one book from one author from the LA Black Book Expo this summer. And, you know, as an author, this is the opportunity that you get, that the experience does not end with the event, that we're still working on your behalf to support you and make sure that we do our best to help you move your business forward and help you in your success. So, Charles, you have any other words you'd like to say about the LA Black Book Expo?
Well, again, our website is labbx.com, and I will say that, you know, I would like to thank you, Jackie and Edwin, and all the people from the Value Tour, because if it wasn't for your help in getting Bruce and Ms. Steinberg and T. Rogers, we really wouldn't have been successful as we were this year. And we definitely are looking for a long partnership with the Value Tour and with their individual services, and we're trying to make this a long-term event, an annual event where people can come and enjoy themselves, and not only from L.A., but nationwide. And, again, I think with the the friendships that we made so far is going to continue. So thank you once again.
Well, I thank you because I really enjoyed it. And I just like to make a note to the audience. It was such a well-structured program and so well thought out. It really supports the author. So if you are an author and you just would like that experience where you're doing something that's really supportive of the author. A lot of times you may do events and you're a vendor that's part of different things, but a lot of times it may not necessarily be geared for support of you as an author. So if you want to feel special as an author, you want to feel included. Yeah, even the night before, they have a forum that where they let you know what's happening, how it's happening, what you're next to do, and all. So it's inclusive, it's informative. You really feel a part of it, and you take ownership of the event. And then the networking is fabulous. So I met wonderful people and relationships that are still going to continue on. And I liked it so much. I'm like, look, I'll help you guys with the marketing and everything, because if it wasn't for you, I got to visit my family that I hadn't seen in so long. So it made me come out there and visit them. But I plan to bring them over. And I even went and with my granddaughters. I had to make sure I brought them back some books. So.
Okay.
And they read that book about 5 times. No, probably about 5 times within 2 hours. I brought it home.
Okay, yeah,
come
on by.
yeah, so I'm going to get the whole family come out next time. But it was great. And I thank you for being here on this interview. And again, it's www.labbx.com. That's the website. And then you can also find them at www.bbsvaluetour.com. And there you can go into their group, make sure you sign the mailing list. And this way Charles can keep you informed of everything going on throughout the year. And so, and again, when you go there, it's going to be about supporting the author. So we just ask everyone to make a commitment to buy one book over the summer. So, Charles, in all our interviews here, we always close with another proverbial question. If you had 30 seconds and the whole world listening, what would you say?
I would say, in regards to the LA Black Book Expo, please be a part of the 2009 Expo. Everything that Jacqueline said was great. We want to make it better. So again, visit the website, email me. If you're a new author, we're here to support you. If you're an established author, we're here to spotlight you. We want to make the LA Black Book Expo the best event on the West Coast, one of the best, and you have to also visit the website again. So, Jackie and Edwina, thank you so much. I know she's listening, so I just want to say thank you to Edwina.
Okay. All right, then. So that's it for the show, and as always, we speak for you. Peace and love. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.